From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. In her third day of confirmation hearings, Judge Sonia Sotomayor has repeatedly declined to talk about cases that might come before her on the Supreme Court. Republican senators have pressed her on abortion and gun control, among others. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Sotomayor described existing Supreme Court decisions in detail, and she steered clear of hypotheticals. Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma seemed frustrated.
Can you give me your opinion of whether or not in this country I personally, as an individual citizen, have a right to self-defense?
I don't know if that legal question has been ever presented.
I wasn't asking about the legal question. I'm asking about your personal opinion.
But that is sort of an abstract question with no particular meaning to me outside.
Well, I think that's what American people want to hear.
The president of the National Rifle Association is scheduled to testify against Sotomayor later this week. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate Health Committee has passed legislation overhauling American health care. The bill would cost $600 billion and require all Americans to get coverage. Employers are required to help cover the cost. The U.S. government would help poorer Americans pay for it. Conservative lawmakers object, saying the changes will blow the deficit up to unsustainable levels. The Department of Labor says the price of goods increased a seasonally adjusted 0.7% last month. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
The increase is one of the largest in almost a year, but most of it was due to a sharp uptick in the price of gas. Food and energy prices fluctuate more, so excluding such items, the core prices of goods increased only 0.2%. Although there has been talk of a rising threat of inflation, it's still considered under control. The recession and belt tightening are prompting both people and businesses to pull back on spending. Compared to last year, when energy prices spiked, consumer prices are down 1.4%, one of the largest annual price declines on record. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Iran has a brief time to move toward more engagement with the West. Otherwise, Iran will draw new penalties and become more isolated. Speaking to the Council on Foreign Relations, Clinton said in prepared remarks, Iranian leaders should respond to the U.S. offer for new dialogue. Russian police say a Russian human rights activist was kidnapped by four men today in the capital of Chechnya. Natalia Estimarova was shot to death. She had investigated kidnappings, murders, and other abuses of human rights in Chechnya. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 187 points at 8,547. The Nasdaq is up 49 points at 1,848. The S&P 500 up 20. This is NPR. Debris from Air France Flight 447 has been returned to France. Investigators continue efforts to learn what caused the crash. The plane went down in the Atlantic Ocean last month, just off the coast of Brazil. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
More than 600 pieces of wreckage were salvaged, including a nearly intact tail, an engine cover, uninflated life jackets, seats, and kitchen items. The debris will now be examined by the French Aviation Accident Agency. A preliminary report into the crash of Flight 447 said the plane hit the ocean intact and belly first at a high rate of speed. But without the flight data and voice recorders, which were never found, investigators may never know fully what happened. All 228 people aboard the Airbus plane perished in the crash. The plane was heading from Rio to Paris when it went down inexplicably in a storm. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Imaging company Eastman Kodak has settled a lawsuit with minority workers who claim the company discriminated against them. Eastman Kodak will pay well over $21 million to more than 3,000 current and former African-American employees. Kodak does not admit wrongdoing. The suit was filed during 2004. NASA is fueling the Space Shuttle Endeavour for yet another launch attempt. The attempt is set for about 6 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. NASA has tried and failed five previous times to put the shuttle into space. Engineers have had to deal with fuel leaks, nearby ice or lightning strikes, and stormy weather. Bad weather in Florida could delay today's launch attempt as well. The Endeavour is scheduled to bring a new laboratory to the International Space Station. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.